Queen Ethelburga's College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.
You've probably heard the adverts that talk about how great Queen Ethelburga's College are. You've probably heard them talk about their exam results and the features of the school and how great everything is for the students that go there. But you may not have seen behind the wall at the Thorpe Underwood estate. There's a brand new space exclusively for the sixth form students just opened. So I went to meet Joe Colonino, the assistant project manager, who told me what the space was.
Basically a giant common room, a relaxation zone, and so they can come and chill and just get away from everything. But it's just a big social space for them, basically.
Just to try and bring this to you a little bit, because clearly you can't see this room, you can probably hear that it's a little bit echoey, and that's because the roof of this room is how high, Joe, do you know?
It's 13 metres high.
So we're a 13 metre glass roof on this atrium, and at either end, and it's do you know how long it is as well?
It's over 80 metres long and 12 metres wide.
I'm so glad you're here, Joe, you know all the stats. So this 80 metre long room, and there are two, it's so high, there are two balconies at each end of the room, with sort of glass balustrades on, so you can see into the balconies, you can look off them down onto the main floor, and the whole room has got long tables down it, so it's going to be an area where they can eat, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It becomes a servery area for sixth formers. There's a, I know you can't see it, but there's a servery area at the back there next to the mini zine, and after about a year's time, once everything's built at the back, kitchens and everything, yeah, it becomes an extra undercroft really for the six farmers to eat.
Joe mentioned the mini zine there, which is one of the unique features of the atrium. It's not just a big empty room with tables. At the far end, there's a real red Mini Cooper chopped in half with a sofa in the middle, and it's stunning. Joe told me where the ideas came from.
The kind of brief was come up with something quirky, something different that they've not had before, and give them the wow factor, which is what we've tried to achieve, and hopefully that's what we've done. Hardware and everything from that point of view. And the other theme was colours, making it ever-changing, really. So when you walk through the tunnel and everything changes colour, like a mood colour, and it just makes everybody feel good, really, once you come in here. And so, yeah, it just kind of just thought of things, and then what worked got put in and what didn't we kind of left on the side. But yeah, we've gone for giant tire tracks on the wall, and we've got little mini cars driving around. We've got obviously big Polaroid pictures of animals doing selfies and things like that, and then we've got pool tables and table football on the mezzanines. We've got all the bean, giant bean bags.
It sounds ideal, doesn't it? And with so much height to work with, it made sense to have extra floors up the sides of the room.
The mezzanines were seen as a more relaxing zone, kind of get away from all the computers that are down on the ground floor part of the atrium and just literally chill, read some books. We've done giant chess in the wall. We've done giant dominoes. You name it, we've kind of thought of it, because they've obviously put up with us. We've been 3 years building this building, and the original concept was come up with obviously new rooms, because we've got an influx coming in, and so we hit those deadlines to get the rooms handed over. This used to be a stable building with a horse arena right in the middle, so we've added more bedrooms inside it, and that's how the atrium got created, really.
Lining the long walls are windows from the new boarding bedrooms. They overlooked where we were sat, so perfect for checking who's in the atrium and who you might want to go and hang out with. It seems bizarre that we haven't mentioned what was right next to me, a giant statue of Bumblebee from the Transformers movies.
It's made out of scrap metal, different little pieces of vehicles, tuk-tuks. It was made in Thailand, and it's over 9 metres tall, and it's the highest, it's the biggest Transformer ever made in the whole world. So, yeah, something to be proud of, and we've got it right in the middle of our atrium.
And it doesn't stop there. You might think, oh, wow, there's computers, there's massive TVs all along the walls as well. There's a mini zine, there's cushions, there's ping pong tables, there's pool tables. It doesn't stop there, because immediately above us, if we look up here, is it real?
The aeroplane itself? No, it's not real. I can't claim no, but it is it's a lifelike size, yeah.
So it's a biplane, effectively, isn't it? So there's a life-size biplane suspended from the ceiling at this end of the atrium as well, which is just stunning. You mentioned that this was a three-year project. Was there a lot of people involved in that?
Yeah, we had over 450 people involved from the start to the finish, really. That was at its height, the 450. But everything's been possible because we have an in-house build team, basically. We have a house design team, a build team. We have plumbers, electricians, maintenance, health and safety. We have a great backroom office staff, helps with the procurement of all the products, and then we've had a lot of furniture made from external companies to help out to get this quality that we've got here now today.
So, the students, the most important people, some might say. Did they get involved with the design?
Yeah, you get some feedback from the sixth formers and house parents as well, and even cleaners and house parents and everybody really that gets involved and finds out what people want, what works, what doesn't work, because of things in the past with bean bags have been too heavy, so you think about that and redesign that, and so it's easy for to lift them up and clean, and you try and you get a bit of advice from everybody really, and then get signed off and we build it.
And of course the students attended the official opening and told us what they thought. Here's Anna.
Really exciting, we have the opening of our new centre for sixth form students where they can relax and get a coffee, and it is really nice. It's a big open space, it looks kind of cool and stylish, and it's right for our age group. It's just going to be a space where all of the sixth formers, you know, from the different parts of the school will be able to relax, and I think it'll be good for day students and boarders as well, because this is sort of integrated within the boarding house. Obviously day students can come in on a lunchtime or after school, and boarders will be here too, so it'll just help everyone to sort of chill together and just have a bit of time off from the academic studies.
My name is Matthew King, been at the school for 8 years now, and it is very different to what I expected. I mean, I was very surprised when I used to look through the window a few months back, it looked like it was going to take a lot longer, so we're all amazed at how quickly they've managed to turn it around and do it. Everything's lovely and it's really a modern area. They've really kind of thought about what we've asked for, what we've needed, and you know, they've done that, so it's very nice to see they've taken our ideas on board.
And though she's not going to be there for much longer, one of the key people to impress would be the head girl. Her name's Daisy, and this is what she thought.
It's literally amazing. It's something that you haven't really seen anywhere else before. It's a disappointment you don't get to see it from all, but it's literally amazing.
It sounds so much fun, and it sounds like a place they're going to love hanging out. But will it also be a study area?
Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
And it's the opportunity to work together as well, so like we can work with guys as well if we work on a project and things like that.
I think it was the one thing that this place was missing, because the other schools that I've been to have all had like big sixth form centres that are only for the sixth form. So I think it's quite good that this place has now got something.
It's never ending with the developments at Queen Ethelburga's. What else has Joe got up his sleeve?
Come June, end of June, we're aiming to hand over 22 number new sports pitches out on the outside pitches there. We've got 5 AstroTurf pitches already handed over, but we're creating new absolute flat, perfect grass pitches. Changing rooms are all going to be updated at some point.
Those sport pitches you mentioned, are they multi for all different sports?
Oh yeah, many a sport. We've got football, we've got rugby, we've got netball, tennis, wet hockey, basketball, you name it, we've got it all really.
And they're really high quality standard pitches, aren't they? And they're not just for the students.
No. They're for outside parties as well. We've had the FA come, under 21s, football teams, girls and boys. We've got Arsenal Football Club come in summer camps and train. We have a lot of different people. Rugby obviously is a big part here as well, that we try and encourage outside companies to come and play. But we've got 101 brand new floodlights being installed around these pitches as well, so it's well lit. We can use it. We obviously planning laws were up to certain times that we could use it, but we've got it so throughout the year really, whenever we want to use it, it's perfect.
To find out more about the facilities at Queen Ethelburga's College and to find out information about their open days, head to the website qe.org.
Queen Ethelburga's College on Stray FM's Education and Training Show.